deepening hole for the president on the economy. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Nearly 8 in 10 Americans describe the economy as poor, including 67% of Democrats. In a new Associated Press NORC Center poll, and 85% of adults say the country is on the wrong track. The president blames a lot of the pessimism on high gas prices, and he blames much of that on Russia's war in Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The only way you can cure inflation that economists have ever been able to figure out is for the Fed to begin to raise interest rates. And you're seeing that beginning to happen in order to try to cool the inflation.
But he notes the risk of an economic slowdown. Fed Chief Jay Powell, speaking at a European event today, says there's no guarantee the central bank can tame inflation without hurting the job market. President Biden remains in Spain for the NATO summit, announcing more U.S. efforts to help boost defense in Europe.
The president pledged more troops to NATO, making this the largest NATO overhaul since the Cold War. The president has sent two more squadrons of F-35 into NATO countries here in order to increase the presence and also adding to the 100,000 troops that we already have stationed in NATO countries.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence in Madrid. Meantime, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines says the U.S. assessment is that Russia's war in Ukraine may continue for an extended period of time. More than $24 million worth of illegal drugs, including fentanyl and heroin, found in an apartment in New York City.
This is a significant blow to the drug traffickers and the drug trafficking organizations who operate in New York City.
DEA Special Agent in Charge Frank Tarantino, a suspect is in custody. Prosecutors warn drug buyers often don't know what they're getting. 2021 set an all-time record for U.S. overdose deaths. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's some pushback in the Secret Service to part of yesterday's testimony from former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson before the Capitol Riot Committee.
Hutchinson testified in front of the committee that she was told by Secret Service agent Tony Arnotto that former President Trump lunged towards the steering wheel of his armored vehicle and got into a physical altercation with the agents inside. She said it happened when he was told that he could not go to the Capitol after his speech at the Ellipse. Now, Fox News has confirmed that those agents, including lead agent Bobby Engel, are disputing her telling of that story. They say that Trump did not assault them and he did not reach for the steering wheel. Now, both men are prepared to testify, and the U.S. Secret Service is talking with the committee about making that happen.
Fox's Aisha Hosni on Capitol Hill. Trump rejected more of the testimony in a string of social media posts. Sentencing day for singer R. Kelly in a sex trafficking case. Prosecutors want at least 25 years in prison. The defense asking for no more than 10. The number of billionaires in the world keeps growing.
For the third year in a row, the billionaire population has continued to expand, according to a report from WealthX. It grew 3.3% in 2021 from the year before, for a total of 3,311 very well-to-do people. About a third live in North America, while Europe registered the strongest growth in numbers. 192 of them are worth more than $10 billion, but more than half were considered to be lower end, with wealth between a mere 1 $1 and $2 billion. Some of the better-known super billionaires, those with a net worth of more than $50 billion, are Tesla's Elon Musk and Amazon's Jeff Bezos. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Stocks turning higher, at least for now. The Dow's up 182 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.